Today is Thursday, the 24th of July, in the 16th week of Ordinary Time. The community of Taizé sing, Toi tu nous aimes. You love us, Lord, source of life. As I listen, I remind myself that I am in the presence of God right now, that God is looking on me now with love. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Then the disciples came and asked him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. The reason I speak to them in parables is that seeing they do not perceive, and hearing they do not listen, nor do they understand. With them indeed it is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that says, 'You will indeed listen, but never understand, and you will indeed look, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes, so that they might not look with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it."
Jesus did tell a lot of stories. He was rather good at it. And they continue to inspire and confound us in equal measure. Sometimes we can hear the frustration of his listeners. And maybe Jesus is a bit fed up with the response to his teaching sometimes too. What do you hear as you listen to Jesus' teaching and stories? What's your favourite of all his parables or illustrations? Perhaps this is a great treasure for you. Listen again to Jesus talking to his disciples about parables. Try and work out what on earth is going on in this rather intriguing answer.
Then the disciples came and asked him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it has not been given. For to those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." The reason I speak to them in parables is that seeing they do not perceive, and hearing they do not listen, nor do they understand. With them indeed it is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that says, "You will indeed listen, but never understand, and you will indeed look, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes, so that they might not look with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it."
"But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." Perhaps you would like to ask Jesus for this gift today, to really see and hear him. speak now to Jesus about this or anything else that has stirred in you today. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.